You're listening to KRCU Public Radio, and we're welcoming Dr. Gabrielle Buffoni. Dr. Buffoni is an associate professor of music. She's also principal clarinet with the Paducah Symphony, and we're so happy to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and you're here for a very special reason, because this coming Sunday, August 29th, is the kickoff for our season of Sundays at 3.
That's right.
You want to tell us just a little bit about this very first concert, and then we'll tease a little bit about some of the other ones coming up.
Sure. Well, this Sunday will be one of our sort of featuring Southeast programs. So we'll be featuring faculty, students, and some alumni, and we'll be the title of the concert is Sunday at the Movies. So we'll be playing movie themes, original movie themes, and some classical pieces that have been used in movies. And we've got a lot of different combinations of instruments and voice. And I think it's going to be a really fun program.
Okay, I've got some ticket information. Do you want to tell us a little bit about anything regarding social distancing or mask wearing, anything like that we need to be aware of?
Audiences will be masked, and I believe we're close to full capacity, but not quite there yet. So the box office folks will be able to tell you more about that.
Okay, let me give that number real quick. The box office number, and this is for the River Campus box office, is 573-651-2265. 651-2265. And if you're not familiar with the River Campus and you need something in your GPS, you want something specific to get you there, I do have a street address. It's 518 South Fountain Street. 518 South Fountain Street. And is this in Shuck?
It is in Shuck Recital Hall. And so the day of, the box office will set up a mobile box office right outside Shuck, which is in the seminary building.
Okay. People unfamiliar with campus, maybe they've got a new student on campus and they're going to come and enjoy something with them this Sunday. Oh, mom and dad, you need to come to, you know, experience a little bit of this. My professor is performing. When you get to the River Campus, the seminary building is this beautiful old, it's the oldest building on campus. It looks like an old collegiate building, three stories. It's really beautiful. And the Shuck Recital Hall is up on the third floor. Everything is always beautifully marked. Look for the signs. If you're taking the stairs or the elevator when you get to the top third floor, then you will exit, and just right down the hall, you'll see the window there. Wow, and what an opportunity to come and hear this great music. Do you want to name any names? I know you said faculty members will be performing and some alumni, but do you want to let us in on who some of those people are?
Sure. So we have groups that as small as duos. For example, from our voice faculty, Dr. Tim Schmidt and Dr. Chris Gurka, although Dr. Gurka will be guest starring on accordion for this concert. Dr. Sarah Edgerton will be playing with Paul Thompson. And then we go all the way up to a group of about 16 students with the Southeast Horn Ensemble.
And they're directed by Dr. Nicholas Kinney.
That's right. Yes.
They're amazing.
We'll also see students from the percussion studio playing.
Dr. Shane Mazzico is their leader.
Absolutely. Some alumni that will be playing will be Brooke and Ken DeArmond. We'll be playing as part of a brass quintet. And we've got Dr. Kevin Tague playing trumpet in the brass quintet, and also organizing a combo to play Mo Better Blues, the Bill Lee tune from the Spike Lee movie. So we've got a little bit of jazz, a little bit of classical, a little bit of everything.
You know, I love this idea of sort of kicking off the season with involving not just faculty. I mean, I love a great faculty recital, don't get me wrong, but students as well as alumni, and then also faculty. I think that's just such a wonderful idea. So Sunday's at 3. That's this coming Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. August 29th in the gorgeous and amazingly acoustically perfect Shuck Recital Hall. And that's another thing. It's such a jewel over at the River Campus. Everybody talks about the Bedell. The Bedell is amazing, state-of-the-art performance center. It really is. But if you haven't taken the opportunity to hear something in Shuck, this would be, I think this would be a great opportunity to do that.
I think so too. Shuck is my favorite room on the whole campus, actually. I love playing in there. I love attending concerts in there. It used to be the chapel when the building was a seminary. It's a gorgeous space.
Beautiful with the stained glass windows. Mm-hmm. And in the afternoon that sun comes pouring in. It's just gorgeous. Okay, once more, ticket information. Now, you can go online at tickets@cmo.edu. That's your online address. Or call the box office, 573-651-2265. And the address again, 518 South Fountain Street. And it's the beautiful brick building behind the big new auditorium there at the River Campus.
In October, for Sundays at 3, we've got actually a string band coming from Western Kentucky, and they're called the Wheelhouse Rousters. So we're going to have a little bit of bluegrass style going on in Shuck, which should be fun. And then September 26th, we have a group from Chicago called Fifth House Ensemble. They're a sort of modern chamber ensemble. They've been to visit us a couple of times before, and they're going to be doing a program called Rivers Empyrean that explores through music sort of our relationship with water and rivers. And I think that one's going to be, they've got a lot of music by living composers. I think that's going to be really very exciting, too.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's Fifth House Ensemble. That's what I was seeing there. Okay, cool. Just go ahead and check out the entire series. Thanks so much for being with you, and we hope you'll come back soon.
Thank you so much.